Hello everyone, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. My name is Helena and I will be your new host on Sundays.
大家好，我是星期天的新主持人，我的名字是 Helena.
To briefly introduce myself, I was born in California and was raised in Taiwan. Don't get me wrong, I am not a native speaker. My English skills were so bad years ago, and so my mom used to tease me that I was always better in English when I was two.
我以前英文说的不太好的时候，我妈妈都会笑我说，我两岁的英文都比我那个时候还要好。
But at some point in my life, I started to realize that being able to speak English is really important. So I decided to take it more seriously and try to learn it in any possible way. I also used VoiceTube and pronunciation challenge before. So it's really amazing, but also a bit weird for me being a host here.
So how my English got improved?
I think my English listening and speaking improved the most in the past 2 years. I studied in Hong Kong for 2 years. I studied IB, which offers an internationally accredited diploma. In the period of 2 years, I had to speak English every day to survive there, and that's how the environment really pushed me to improve faster.
我前两年就是在香港就读国际文凭 IB International Baccalaureate, 那个全英文的生活环境还有学习环境让我英文瞬间进步得很快，尤其是听跟说这一方面。
So really give yourself more chances to listen and speak English. The progress will happen eventually.
Moving on to today's video. 爱追剧吗？看串流平台如何改变我们的生活？ How binge watching is changing everything.
You're right. The first topic I want to discuss with you is binge watching. Binge watching is pretty much a 21st century term.Which is used to describe a new phenomenon that people watch 5 to 10 or even 20 episodes of TV series a day.
Binge watching 中文翻译就是追剧的意思。而且 binge watching 说的追剧不是那种苦苦等一个礼拜才能看一集的追剧，而是现代人能够用手机或是电脑一天就看完一部剧，或者是看很多很多集的行为。
当 Netflix 或是 YouTube channel 这些线上平台变得普及之后， people don't need to wait for weeks and weeks to watch TV shows. Instead, they can finish the whole series within a day and without any disturbance from the ads.
Anyways, let's look at today's sentence.
As more and more streaming players get into the game, the question becomes how much we're willing to stretch our wallets and attention spans to include new services.
慢一点，再来一次。
As more and more streaming players get into the game, the question becomes how much we're willing to stretch our wallets and attention spans to include new services.
好，那我们现在来看一下念的时候要注意的一些地方。首先是单字的部分。那我自己觉得最难发的单字应该是 streaming。Streaming。因为我觉得只要是有 STR 的单字的音都特别的难发的像 native speaker 的感觉，那因为它需要你的舌头从 S 到 T 到 R 就是一个三阶段的动，所以我觉得这边比较难发，尤其是这个例句它前面又加上了 more and more， 那 more and more 也是卷舌音，所以加起来我就觉得更难去发，所以这边大家练习的时候可以稍微慢一点，慢慢去练。那我自己的方法是我会先念，我会把这个字拆成三个部分，就是从 R 到 T 到 S， Reaming, Dreaming, Streaming， 这样渐进式的去练。
OK， 那我们现在进入连音的部分。连音的话我这边听到的主要有两个吧，那第一个是 get into， 要连起来念 get into get into。 那在这个影片当中他念的时候，因为我觉得这位女士她有点英式发音的感觉，在她念的时候她会说 get into， 就是她把 T 弄得比较明显，这是比较英式发音的感觉。那通常美式发音的 T 不会那么明显，所以你就稍微带过 get into get into。这边第二个连音我们看到的是 wallets and attention 这三个字，念快的时候会把它连在一起发，所以在 and 的两边都有连到各两个字这样。那首先是 wallets and wallets and、and 这边可以稍微做一点点的停顿，就不要直接说 wallets and，
比较滑过去的感觉，就是 wallets and wallets and。那 and attention 就很简单啦，第一跟 a 连在一起 ，and attention and attention。好，那接下来我们来看句子当中的停顿点。这边因为它有两个逗号嘛，所以你主要就跟着那个逗号去做停顿就可以了。那第三个小句后，就是在第二个逗号后面的那一句 ，how much we are willing to 到 new services 的那一段稍微长了一点，所以如果这边你换不过气的话，可以在 attention spans 后面稍微吸气。OK， 那讲完了发音的 tips， 我们现在就要进入今天的单字了。那我觉得今天句子当中的单字都还蛮简单蛮常用的。那第一个就是我们刚刚发音的时候有练过的 streaming， streaming， streaming 是音频或视频的分流，或者是线上收听线上收看的意思。那它常用的用法，首先当然就是例句当中的 online streaming， online streaming。 那再来就是 live streaming， live streaming 它有一定的跟 online streaming 或 streaming 不一样的解释，它是直播的意思，线上直播 live streaming。 For example, we can watch sports competition on live streaming platforms and cheer for the players. 我们可以在直播平台上观看体育比赛，一起帮选手加油。好，那第二个例句比较长哦。The TV industry is dying. Not only are online streaming services like Netflix and YouTube getting their audiences away from TV watchers, but social media and online news media platforms are also taking audiences away from traditional news broadcast. 那这句因为很长，所以我刚刚都有点念错。那我们就分开来一段一段的看。首先 ，The TV industry is dying. 电视业已经快被取代了。Not only are online streaming services like Netflix and YouTube getting their audiences away from TV watchers, 不只是 Netflix 还有 YouTube 在抢电视的生意。But social media and online news media platforms are also taking audiences away from traditional news broadcast. 就连网络上的新媒体也渐渐在把传统新闻播报的观众给抢走。那这边用的是 not only but also 的句型。第二个单字我们来看到的是 stretch， 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 其实它有很多种不同的用法，但是在今天的句子当中呢，它的意思是伸出、拉长或是拉伸的意思。在例句当中，它用法是说 stretch our wallet， stretch our wallet。那你如果直接把它翻译的话，就是把 wallet 钱包拉开的意思。那他其实说把钱包拉开打开，他其实想说的就是花钱的意思。那 stretch 还有其他的用法， For example, I stretched out my hand to take the pen on the other side of the table. 我伸出我的手去拿桌子对面的笔。 Stretch out my something 就是用我身体的某个部位去伸，把它伸长的意思。那补充的话， stretch stretching 它常常被用为体育课前要做的拉伸或是暖身的动作。 For example, we have to do some stretching before we play any sports or else we might get hurt. 运动前一定要拉筋暖身，不然可能会受伤。那 stretching 也可以直接用动词表示暖身。 For example, it's important to stretch your legs and arms before you start exercising.运动前手脚都要拉筋是一件很重要的事。再来补充 stretch 的另外一个用法， a bit of a stretch， a bit of a stretch， 这个小片语它的意思是小夸饰，小夸饰。 For example, you're going bankrupt. Don't you think it's a bit of a stretch to say that? 你要破产了吗？你不觉得你这样子说有点夸张了吗？就是 a bit of a stretch， 它其实是还蛮口语的一个用法，大家可以学起来。 OK， 第三个单字我们来看到 attention， attention， attention 在这边就是注意、留心、考虑或是关心的意思。 For example, the teacher would often ask the students to pay attention in the class. 老师常常在课堂上叫学生专心一点。或者是 attention 也可以被用作 center of attention， center of attention。 For example, he tries hard to be the center of attention. 他很努力要成为众人目光的焦点。那这边 center of attention 就是众人目光焦点的意思。那它也有其他的同义字，像是 to be under the spotlight, being in the spotlight. Spotlight 就是聚光灯的意思，所以如果你在聚光灯下或者你在聚光灯里面的话，就可以跟 center of attention 做一样的意思，就是众人目光焦点在聚光灯下这样子。 OK, 那另外一个很常用的用法就是 get someone's attention, get someone's attention。这边的 someone 通常会指喜欢的心仪的对象。 For example, how can I get her attention? 我要怎么样才能吸引她的注意力？那这边讲到心仪的对象，我就补充一点对心仪形容心仪对象的说法。 For example, she's cute or he's cute。这边要注意，因为我之前就犯这个错误。当你说 she's cute or he's cute 的时候，通常你意指的并不是中文说他好可爱的意思，而是他有吸引到我的意思。 So you use it when you like the person, you think that person is attractive. Attractive 就是有吸引力的。那 you want to say someone's attractive, there's a lot of way of saying it. 要说一个人对你有吸引力，有很多种不同的说法。 For example, he's hotOr he's attractive, or he's cute, or he's my type. Lastly, I want to share a bit of my experiences with binge watching. Binge watching is one of my guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasure 是什么？ Guilty 意思是愧疚的， pleasure 是令人感到开心或是荣幸的。所以这两个字加在一起，就是让你有愧疚感，但是你又很喜欢做的事。Guilty pleasure 这个字大家可以学起来。But the thing is,I don't usually plan to binge watch stuff, but when I start to watch something, I just can't stop myself from clicking the next episode. It's just so tempting. 但我其实觉得就是偶尔这样子追一下美剧啊或是英剧，对于英文学习还是蛮有帮助的。因为剧情里面的英文通常都是很日常的对话，所以多跟着他们学一点他们说话的方式，也能够帮助我们理解native speaker 的一些惯用说法或是文化等等。 So this is pretty much everything for today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening to my first episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember to record your sentence of the day and leave a comment below. 要记得在下面录音练习还有留言哦。 I'll be really happy to see some of you sharing your thoughts about the topic of binge watching or any of your other guilty pleasures. Also, don't hesitate to give me some advice.大家也可以多多分享你们追剧的心得或是经验，还有给我一些主持方式上或是内容上的建议。我会认真浏览大家的建议，然后努力进步。So, this is the end of today's pronunciation challenge. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next Sunday.